Babe, are you in there? Can I come in? Oh, hello. I see you're having fun without me, huh? Do you need some alone time? Oh, you were waiting for me. Care if I join you then? Is that what you were hoping for? I like how your mind works. What form do you want me in? Really? I don't know, I don't want to scare you, you know? You've only ever seen my true form a few times. When I was fully clothed or in the dark in our intimate moments. But I'm glad you feel comfortable enough to see me as I really am now. Do you want to watch as I transform? Well, you already know the basics. Horns are going to grow out of my head. My tail will unfurl from my lower back. My eyes will turn a crimson red. But there are a few changes you may not have noticed before. How my stomach becomes more taut. My breasts fuller. My arms more muscular. And my tongue. Oh yes, you already know about my tongue. Okay, let me just take off my clothes first, so you can get a full view. Are you ready, sweetheart? Okay. Thanks, babe. Here we go. I can see the shift in your eyes. That flicker of dread. Of doubt. What if she's actually dangerous? What if she does with me whatever she pleases? Oh, puppy, I will do with you as I please, but nothing you wouldn't enjoy. You can trust me when I say that. I would never hurt you, puppy, unless you enjoyed it. Make some space for me. Oh, why is the water so cold? How long have you been soaking in here, huh? Shall I use my magic to make it warmer? How is that, baby? Much better, huh? What else can I do? Well, there are many tricks I haven't shown you yet. I was waiting for you to be ready. I can affect the fire element. Bring any physical object or body to total combustion. Yes. I have the ability to teleport. But us demons also have powers to affect the mind. I've been saving that one. What do I mean? Well, as you may be aware, demons are sinful creatures. Our purpose is to lead humans astray from holy virtues unto unholy ones. And we were created with that sole intent. My whole appearance is designed so as to be as attractive, as magnetic as possible. The first step is to catch your attention. Generate those lustful thoughts in your head. The second step is to infiltrate your mind even more. To create a symbiosis so that you may not be able to distinguish your inner voice from mine. In practice, it means I can give you compulsions. Not orders, of course. You will always have your free will. But I can whisper directly in your mind. If you are open to it. Do you want to try? Okay. Close your eyes. Do you hear me? Nod if yes. Good girl. Do you feel that burning desire in the pit of your stomach? That compulsion to bring your hands down your body and touch yourself. You heard me. Touch yourself. Does it feel like your whole body is warm all of a sudden? Like your breathing got faster. Yeah. That's me, puppy. Dedicated to your corruption. And you know why? Because it brings me pleasure, too. Whatever you feel, I experience tenfold. This is why demons are so determined to steer humans away from the holy path. Because we feel immense satisfaction in doing so. How does it work? Well, fire is the essence of our being. So any blazing emotion we manage to elicit in you mere humans is a delicacy for us. And when that inferno takes over your whole body, leading you to lose yourself in carnal pleasure, this explosion of the senses is the closest we will ever get to heaven. I can see you smiling, puppy. Did you not realize I draw all my pleasure from you? That is why I am insatiable. I need you to feel those wonderful things. We are slaves to humans, just as much as you are slaves to us. So, go ahead. Give me what I want. Bring yourself to the doors of mindless. Ecstatic oblivion. Use me. Oh, I didn't mean literally, but who am I to refuse? I am but your dedicated, sinful servant. I can feel the pleasure it brings you to have me straddling your thighs. Running my nails through your hair. Brushing your chest with the tip of my tail. What is that, puppy? You want me to kiss hits you, well, my warm lips on yours send shivers down your spine. Well, my sensual kisses make that fire roar even louder. Peck me. Yes, you heard that right. I can't hear you. Say it louder. There we go. Good girl. Oh, you are so exquisite. Let me look at you for a second. I want to see the blood fill your cheeks with heat, the sweat on your forehead, the gleam on your lips, swollen by my playful bite. You truly are a heavenly sight, my love. The best thing about it is, I can keep giving you compulsions while I kiss you. I can even manipulate that ball of heat in your lower belly and expand it throughout your whole chest, your legs, your arms, until it reaches your head and pleasure consumes every cell in your body. Can you feel it? And that's the secret, Bubby. I know exactly what you like, because everything you feel resonates within me. Every pulse of your heart, every ragged breath that passes your lips, every twitch of your muscles, every whimper you utter, it all feeds my own fire. That's how demons possess humans. That's how we corrupt you. I can feel how much you crave this demonic. Feel how my tail wraps around you, coiling itself loosely around your neck, and pulling you closer still. Can you feel the unbreakable bond between us, forged from sin and lust? Isn't it wonderful? Does it not feel 100 times more intense to share that bond with a powerful demon than with a weak, dull human? Do it. Let's bathe together in these sinful waters until lust burns a delightful trail along our spine. Up to the crown of our heads. Do it, puppy. Take me with you. Yes, that's right. Oh. flavor of dread it draws in your bloodstream is just too delightful to pass up. Do you want me to stop? No. Good girl. I'm glad you're enjoying this pressure, darling. Your flushed face makes you even more beautiful.